Welcome to today's Word of Life study, devotionals to shine a light in the lives of believers and strengthen belonging to Jesus, published by Grace Communion International, UK and Ireland.
Do you want to get well? When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" John 5:6, NIV, UK. Does the thought of counselling, advising or helping a fellow Christian make you feel anxious? Perhaps you worry about making a mistake or that you have to fix the problem. I mistakenly thought this too. Theology helped me understand the priority in counselling is to be present and let the Holy Spirit move in His ways. The Holy Spirit, not the counsellor, transforms lives. The theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer called it place sharing. Counselor, counselee and Jesus, who shares the place of all people via the Holy Spirit sent by the Father and the Son together. So it's not what we do for God, but with God in participation in Jesus' ministry. Even a formal counselling, despite the different psychological approaches taken, the prime consistent measured positive outcome, fascinatingly, is the relationship between the helper and the person getting helped that would be the place sharing. The philosopher and Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl's observation of Jesus asking the invalid at the sheep gate, John 5:6, "Do you want to get well?" is intriguing. Frankl illuminates that Jesus knew the seed of the solution was already inside the person. Jesus was helping the person to help themselves. Otherwise, he could have simply healed him without questions. And Jesus still heals alongside the Holy Spirit through you when you counsel. Human dysfunction, disease, can be approached in participation with Jesus. And when we don't understand, Jesus understands perfectly and brings healing presence. However, Paul advocates respecting limitations. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Romans 12:3. We are to exercise gifts and allow others to do the same. For example, doctors, dietitians, accountants, psychologists, specialists in their fields. In areas of high risk, specialism and complexity, we demand humility of ourselves for the sake of the soul in question. Counselling is embarking in Jesus' ministry as he works to remember the wounded counselee. The image of God in which we are made is not carried by ourselves. However, it is evident in relationships, broken and unbroken. Although in broken relationships, God's image may be marred, it is not lost because God is not finished with those relationships. We can rely on this and be unafraid in the caring and counselling. Prayer. Heavenly Father, may the Holy Spirit prompt us to reach out in moments of need and to sense the moments in which to listen and to be present and be used for healing for one another. Amen. We hope you enjoyed today's study, which was presented by Rachel Montgomery and written by Andrew Montgomery, who is the Deacon of the Edinburgh Congregation of Grace Communion International.